the lowest level since 2016, a huge concern, because we are in a housing crisis. There are a number of factors, I suppose, which need to be addressed. A lot of these issues aren't new, and I would say that that is extremely frustrating. Capital and costs are a huge issue. Access to finance, the interest rates charged for that finance. Materials are rising every month. Concrete is to cut by 8% again in February. Timber, I'm told, is also to rise. These are obvious essentials. Iscairn is a huge issue. Issues with costs, connections, the timelines around connections. You could wait months and months, and I'm aware of many, whether they be small developments or singular developments that are waiting months, and in some cases almost up to a year to obtain a connection, never mind the cost associated with. So these are all factors, as I said, that have been here and have been around, government have been aware of for years, and yet we see it arise time and time again.
Any properties that now come on the market as a result of the cost associated with building, there's all expected to be a serious demand for those, and as a result, prices are going to rocket. So this is going to have a knock-on effect on the established housing market as well.
Yeah, and we're seeing that. And I suppose if you look at the North West, but even if you want to look at Leitrim in particular, you will have seen the increases in house prices, in particular, I suppose, over the last 12 months. Are they up by 12%? When you look at a property and you see properties advertised, many, most, probably all of them, are making significantly more than the asking price. Part of the issue there is, and anybody will tell you now nearly, if you can avail of a property, if a property comes on the market, you will buy that property, even with these increases at the moment, cheaper than you will build it. Now, I've seen this. I've seen examples of this because I've seen where properties have been valued for different purposes. And I've seen the market value of that property. And then when you look at the rebuild value, that is something that has also been done. And in many instances, and I've seen it in a number of three-bed family homes, homes that were probably built in the 80s. Cost to rebuild that same property was 100,000 more than the market value, the value that it would reach on sale.